Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
Can we just talk about summer for a second? The sun shining, the beach calling, and oh, the style. Macy's is your ultimate summer style destination, whether you're jet setting or just chilling in your backyard. I'm all about easy breezy outfits, and Macy's has it all. From flowy summer dresses to those must-have espadrilles and Levi's skirts, Macy's has them. Oh, and those Dolce Vita sandals, let me tell you, they're a game changer for all-day comfort and style. Don't even get me started on matching sets. We all know I live in matching sets all year long, so I've got my eye on some super chic sets at Macy's. So whether you're prepping for a vacation or a staycation, head over to Macy's.com/ownyourstyle and let Macy's hook you up with everything you need for the perfect summer vibe. That's Macy's.com/ownyourstyle. Don't miss out. Own your summer style with Macy's. Let's make this summer one to remember. Becca, do you want a clean that matches your vibe?
Sure.
Are you tired of meh smelling cleaning products?
Totally.
Well, then clean confidently with coconut scented Clorox Scentiva. Its powerful clean and refreshing scents transform every room in your home into a coastal getaway.
Because it smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like inspiration.
Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents.
Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rapp, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hello, everybody. We are scrubbing in.
Yes, we are.
Back from the weekend. It's rainy. Rainy day.
Rainy day.
Tried not to come in. Got bullied into
not bullied. I was trying to be positive and like, that's not
no,
the
I
spirit.
Was waiting for like, you know what? I hate a Zoom, but just stay home. Stay home, do the Zoom.
You were hoping that from me?
Yeah.
I'm never going to get a Zoom
I know,
approval
but that's
from
what
me.
I was looking for.
Okay.
But I didn't get it. So anyways, we're here. I'm queer.
This is going to be a good episode.
We are in the studio. I'm making sure that we look nice because
oh my gosh,
the reviews on our new cameras got me real dark last week.
I think what happened is our reel about Travis Kelce singing Viva Las Vegas has entered the wrong algorithm. Mm-hmm. I think they weren't our listeners,
which I appreciated going into a new algorithm.
Well, that's the goal, right?
Spread,
we want new.
Spread the seed. Spread the scrubbing and
but
seed.
You don't hope for a negative response. You hope for like, wow, this is amazing. I cannot wait to listen to this podcast. But
no press is bad press. You know what I mean?
That's what they say. But wow.
No,
I was reading the comments and then I just had to stop reading them.
Well, at
I was
least
like,
none of them were about your appearance. A lot of people were going in on me about how ugly I looked. And I was like watching the video and I go, I actually don't think I look that bad in these videos. Like, if they think that's bad, come over on a Sunday morning. My gosh.
It's just the nerve to publicly comment on someone's appearance that blows my mind.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe that just feels normal and natural for people. I just don't. It's crazy.
Yeah.
And I was the same way. I was like, I thought you looked so beautiful in that video. And I like, you never
I mean,
wear makeup.
I don't have to say beautiful. I mean,
I
was
naturally
little...
beautiful. You don't wear a lot of makeup.
Thank
you. You have to be here at like in the dark hours of the morning.
Right. Like I'll take the sleep over the 20 yeah. minutes to do my makeup happily.
So anyways, we now have a TikTok page and that really is that can really go awry.
You know what? I'm fine with it. Let's
you,
spread
we
our
have
seed.
To be. You know
yeah.
what we do?
Go into the dark algorithms and just bring them back to us.
We'll have a titillating conversation one day that'll bring them onto our side.
Yeah.
Titillating.
Is that the word?
Well, you combine scintillating and titillating, which is pretty good. That's a pretty good combination.
That's like a hybrid word.
Yes, exactly. Tintillating.
You do love a hybrid word.
I do.
But so anyways. People who loved it aren't going to comment. You know, it's the negativity that gets comment. People go, I enjoy that. I'm going to check out that podcast. They're not going to comment that. They're just going to go do
but
it.
But you know what? You know what the thing about my brain is, I see the negative, and that's there could be 4,000 nice comments and 3 mean ones, and I'm thinking about those 3 mean ones. For like 2 seconds. I used to dwell on them for like days. Now I give it like a few moments of like, damn, and then I move on.
You know what's funny is, so after last week's podcast, because I had said I hadn't really slept that well. So I was like, I felt like I had a bad podcast last week in general. And I was texting Becca and I was like, I feel like I did bad. I sucked. Like, I'm tired. I'm sorry. And so I already like felt bad about it. So then when I saw the videos about how bad I looked, I was like, damn, like. It hit me in a different way. And it affected me so much that Robbie even listened to the podcast. And he was like, I didn't think it was that bad. I thought you guys were really funny.
I told you that too.
And he goes, and I go, did you get to the part about your Valentine's Day gift? Because that's...
It wasn't last week when he talked about his sense of smell?
Yeah.
That
yeah.
was hilarious.
I agree. I thought it was... She was like freaking out after.
I was so in my head after the podcast last week. I was like, I felt like my energy was just off.
Because you were tired.
I was so tired.
Yeah. Is that a Stanley you're drinking out of?
No, actually, it's not. Oh. This is something new. It's called,
a Simple Modern.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
I keep calling it Sim. It just says SM on the top.
No, that's just a dash in between the S and the M.
Yes.
But I like Sim. That's cute.
This is my new Sim. And ever since the reports of the Stanleys with the lead.
Yeah, I'm sure my kids will want those next.
Yeah, I switched to this little guy.
Is that one safe?
Apparently, until something new report.
We've got about 20 reusable water bottles in our house now, which completely defeats the purpose of having reusable water bottles.
It's insane the amount of hydro flask. Like, I'm like, oh, I'll get that one.
Yeah. So this is Sim's with me for now until a report comes
I'm
out about her.
I'm actually a big fan of the Sim. They don't leak if they, you know.
Mm-hmm. And they fit in the cup holder like the other ones. So
great.
Yeah.
What did you
we
do
hear it
this
every
weekend?
Time you set it down, by the way.
Sorry, I'm not going to drink out of it.
What'd you say?
Every time she sets it down, we can hear that thump. Do it one more time. There it is. Yeah,
there she is.
Thor's hammer.
All
over
40
there.
Ounces of her.
She's a strong beaut.
Mm-hmm.
In a neutral tone.
Exactly. Felt very chic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you went to Santa Barbara.
Yeah, you went out of town this weekend too.
I did.
Just ladies that vacation.
Ladies that live.
What?
I was trying to get with the like alliteration and that was the only word that worked.
I like it. Ladies living.
Ladies who live and love.
Ladies who live and love.
So y'all, was that a Valentine's Day / birthday vacation?
It ended up being a slash, but it's more so for that was like his birthday gift. And Robbie's birthday is tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow. So happy early birthday. But we went back to this place where we spent his like first birthday that we ever were together. Like we went to this hotel and like that's where we met the couple that had their 30-year anniversary, who had the man had 2 kids prior to their wedding or to their marriage. And now they have 5 kids and they've been married for 30 years and they were giving us all these tips and stuff.
Yeah.
So the place just has like a lot of sentiment and meaning to us. Actually, since we were there, I was like, why don't I just like inquire about getting married here? Like,
yeah, what did they say? I'm curious.
Oh my God, it's so good. So I was like, let me just like inquire just to see what it would be like. They obviously can't give you real hard numbers until they have you tell them like what weekend, how many exact people and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But even the guesstimation made me want to throw up. So if we do choose to get married there, it'll be 20 people at our wedding. that is what we can afford. But still very beautiful.
Yeah.
Because I was like, well, what if we get married in off season when it's cold? And they were like, yeah, it doesn't really change the price. I was
it's like Southern California.
Right. But she did have. They did have available like November and December. They had a lot of weekends available. So I was like, oh, great. If brings the cost down. She's like, no, it's generally the same number. I was like, okay, great. Thank you so much. Here's my email. But we were there. We were on this like lawn, and it's very dog friendly. So we brought Sunny, and she was just like living her life, and she was like off her leash and just like being so cute with all the dogs there. And so she runs up to this one dog, and they're being cute together and like running around like. And Robbie and I walk over and we're all just kind of, all four of the parents are like looking at their babies, you know, and we don't even say anything. I don't even look at the people really. Like, I mean, we're like, you know, when like you approach people with your dog.
You're looking at the dog.
You're looking at the dogs.
Right.
All of a sudden the man laughs and I know exactly who it is based on his laugh.
Oh. Got any guesses?
Any guesses?
I already know the answer. Easton knows the answer as well.
What kind of dog?
Cavalier.
Interesting.
Yeah, interesting.
You think that would help you?
Narrow it down.
I kind of feel like I know some celebrities with their dog. Is this a really famous person?
Very famous. Like, I knew he laughed and I was like, oh, wow. That's blank.
Can I get the industry he's in?
Or he's a very famous actor. I'm not doing it right.
It's not Goofy, if you're going to guess Goofy.
Like, is this a Disney character?
It's not a Disney character, but the laugh is kind of Disney-esque.
Can you try and interpret?
Sure.
That's better than mine. That's better than mine. Easton, can you do it?
Sorry, it's not Beavis nor Butthead.
No guesses?
I don't know, but I feel like that was pretty. Y'all all kind of had the same thing, and the fact
should I play it and see if you can guess it from the sound?
That's
the
gonna give it
laugh?
Away. If you don't know by
Wait,
the sound,
don't give it away.
Yeah,
if like you hear the real laugh,
really?
Yeah,
let me hear it.
All right, here we go.
I don't know. I'm feeling.
You don't know who that is?
Wow.
Wow.
Who was it?
Seth Rogen.
Oh, I'm not a big Seth Rogen girl. Like, I don't know his laugh.
I've never heard him laugh.
What? I mean, that to me, his laugh is like so distinct.
He has a little cavalier?
Yeah.
Oh.
I know, it's really cute.
Was he nice?
So cute and so nice.
Wow.
And his wife was so cute and so nice.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you ask him to come on the podcast?
It was kind of like we were having our moment with them and I didn't even realize it was Seth Rogen. And then he laughed and I was like, oh my gosh, that's, and then they're like, bye. I was like, oh.
Another one bites the dust that Tanya didn't invite on the podcast.
Another one bites the dust.
I should start a scroll. Selena Gomez, Seth Rogen.
Okay. The Seth Rogen thing. I wasn't even like, I talked
Your
to him.
Dogs
our
were
dogs,
playing together.
Our dogs were playing together.
That's really cool.
I know. It was cute. It was cute.
Good job on the laugh, everybody. It was pretty good.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
And then
we
sit down to lunch and we get two glasses of champagne sent over to our little table. Carly the Scrubber is sitting two tables back, sent us champagne to congratulate us on our engagement.
So cute.
So her and her fiance came over and like talked to, they're engaged too. They got engaged in around the same time as us. And so she was talking about like all the things, wedding and bachelorette.
She picked her date. And
yep. Her, date, venue, dress. I was like, cool. I just talked to the lady at the front desk about getting married here.
She's got a quote. Yeah. A loose quote.
A loose quote. But she was really, really sweet. She said her and her sister listen to Scrubbing In. Like, it's kind of like their book club. They like listen and like catch up and stuff.
Wow.
So it was really sweet.
Carly the Scrubber.
Yeah. We love
champagne.
You.
The champagne. Donator.
Yeah.
Giver,
so then we sent them tequila shots.
Wow.
Wow.
Tony said, watch this. Were you drunky in the photo of you laying down?
Yes.
Yeah. I had a feeling.
The funny thing is like, it really was like one glass of champagne, one glass of wine, but yeah. I was so loose.
Just loosey-goosey.
Day drinking is my favorite thing.
Really?
I do. I love it.
I get so nauseous when I day drink.
Because then at the nighttime, I still have my normal night's sleep. I can go to sleep. We went to bed at like 9, you know, we're in bed at 8:30.
Yeah.
I'm not hungover.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, it's nice.
That's really fun.
Yeah.
Glad y'all had a great time.
Thank
so Sunny's
so
back is better if she's running and jumping and seeing.
She's doing
free.
All things, but she's not so good today. So
oh,
we might have
no,
had
y'all
a relapse.
Have worn her out.
Oh, no.
The disc has slipped.
I don't know. Some stress.
Oh, no.
But yeah.
That's really fun. So yeah, we went to the desert with my sister Caroline and her girlfriend Arden. And we were just, I had texted them because I haven't seen them and like spent direct one-on-one time with them in a minute. And they were like, we're just trying to find where it's going to be the hottest this weekend. And so they had looked up the desert And we just kind of crashed on their plans. And it was so
Was
fun.
It warm?
It was so warm. It was like beautiful. Warm? Like it was like 77 sunny.
Oh.
It was gorgeous. So we laid by the pool all day on Saturday. Haley drove us to get McFlurries because none of us were able to drive. So she took all the children to go get McFlurries.
What, too drunk?
Hi.
Okay.
No.
So I woke up feeling totally fine. Just like, wow, what a exciting ride. But we all got, and then we played Scrabble. Not sure how I was forming valid words, if I'm being honest.
Scrabble's
hard.
But I
was like impressed. Here's the thing. When I'm drunk, I'm like incoherent. When I'm high, I get like this level of focus that is like ascended above my normal.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, bless you. You didn't have to go so far down.
It's kind of my natural instinct in the studio. When I have to do that, I just kind of hide.
Yeah. I appreciate that. The germs go down.
Yeah. By the way, since I have the mic, I love the name Arden.
Isn't that a great name?
Yeah, it is a good name.
Arden's the most amazing human. Like when my sister first started dating her, they were driving back down from Northern California, and this was during COVID, and she was like, "Hey, I'm driving back down with my friend Arden. Do you care if she comes in to go to the bathroom or something?" And I thought Arden was a guy, and I was like, "Why is my sister on a road trip with a guy? Like, she doesn't like guys." Like, for a long road trip. And then Arden walked in. She's just like beautiful, like volleyball player. Like,
yeah, she's like, yeah.
So, but yeah, it was just so fun. They're like those people that are just so easy and just, you know, they cook, they clean. They're just like fun to do group things with.
I really do like Arden a lot.
Yeah. And I mean, my sister's amazing.
I mean, obviously.
Wait, what did y'all do? I need to know what everyone did for Valentine's Day. Or what you normally do, if you did anything different this year, special.
I don't have a great story, but maybe we take a break and come back with that.
Okay, that's a good
idea. What a tease.
Yeah, what a tease. Nothing special, but come back for it.
Stick around.
Scrubbing in.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must-have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need 2 or 3 ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes. 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
2 sisters and 1 friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
Tanya, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home?
Honestly, no, there's not.
I swear when my house is clean, I feel motivated to do more, like at-home workouts or organizing my closet. I just feel more productive, like I'm ready to take on the day.
I totally agree. When my kitchen is clean and spotless, it makes things like meal prepping fly by. Clorox Scentiva provides a trusted clean with refreshing scents.
Find your home's signature scent. Is it coconut, grapefruit, or lavender? There's a scent for every vibe.
Step up your cleaning game.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. All right, we're back after that wonderful tease from Mark. about the non-special Valentine's Day.
It's just a crazy time. So last weekend was a dance convention in Burbank that all three of them went to. So I was home by myself. Valentine's Day was Wednesday, but they were all leaving Friday morning, and they had just gotten back from a different dance thing on Sunday. And so it was just stress. Uh-huh. And also, I think there were some performances last week. But anyway, it was just a lot. So I just had, I just delivered chocolate-covered strawberries because those are her favorite.
Oh, that's
I did
nice,
better
though.
For her birthday because they, same thing. They were at a convention in Anaheim, and I had flowers and a stuffed animal and chocolates delivered to the hotel.
Wait, when's her birthday?
It was the 27th of January.
Oh, mm-hmm. So you're kind of back to back.
Back to back.
I love chocolate-covered strawberries.
I think that was a very thoughtful so good. Oof.
Yeah, really good.
Let's see. We went to a very early dinner, 4 o'clock.
Whoa!
Because that was when we could get in at the Derby in Duarte, which is a steakhouse we've been wanting to go to. And we had a nice dinner, and then we went and saw When Harry Met Sally at the local movie theater. That was fun. And I got Allison flowers from the woman that did the flowers for our wedding. Did like a pop up thing where she's doing Valentine's bouquets. So I got her some flowers from her, and then.
That's cute.
I got her a nice blanket and one other thing that is now slipping my mind, but I'm sure it was a great gift.
The Lana Del Rey skin.
I got her that
oh, right.
I got her that like weeks before, but on Valentine's Day, I got her a blanket and something else that I feel like a bad husband because I can't remember what I got her, but it was something nice. I got her some See's Candy too. She loves the Bordeaux.
Oh wow, my gosh. From Shower
See's Candy.
With wow. gifts.
Wait, yeah. When you buy gifts, do you do them, like, does she point things out and you remember, or does she send you a list, or do you just guess?
She'll point things out,
okay,
and I write them down in my phone, and then I purchase them later.
Wow.
And that is how it's done.
Wow.
She is much better at giving gifts than I am. She'll like find stuff that I didn't know existed.
She's
that I want.
She's very thoughtful.
Yes.
Gift giver. I've noticed on your Instagram the gifts she gives. I'm like, wow, she put some time and like search for this.
She should call Allison up.
Yeah.
She got for,
gotta call her up.
For Christmas, she got me a the picture of Dr. Phil as an M&M signed by Dr. Phil.
Wow.
And she handed it to me and she's like, now you know for a fact that Dr. Phil has seen this picture because he has signed it.
Wow.
And I openly wept. It's my treasured possession. I have it right behind my desk.
How did she get it?
She said she had an eBay alert set for that very thing. She's been looking for it for years. And he was on the Today Show and someone got it signed by him and put it up on eBay. She bought it.
Wow.
That's what I'm saying. That is patience. That is hard work. Yeah, wow.
I'm not sure two people have ever been more perfect for each other than you and
Alice. Yeah, seriously.
It's really true.
Because if I said to my wife I wanted that, she'd be like, what? No, that's dumb. That's what she would say.
See, that's why I love her so much, because like I didn't know that was an... I assumed there's no way he signed that. He's seen that photo. And I would walk around the house looking at the original image going, I wonder if Dr. Phil signed off on this. Does he know it exists? And something in Allison's like, I bet I can get him an autographed version of it.
Right, like I would never even think that.
No.
Like I would think she'd maybe print it out and frame it or something. But to be like, I'm going to find the signed version of this... is next level.
I wonder if he's on the Cameo.
Oh man!
That's
an Eminem filter on
him. Right, I was gonna say that's just verbal.
I got a cameo here for Easton, who wants to know if I like my Eminem picture.
Right.
Oh, that was really good.
I like Dr. Phil. Thank you.
What did y'all do for Valentine? First of all, before we, because Robbie's birthday is tomorrow.
Yes.
And happy birthday, Robbie! Early birthday. Haley goes, today's Robbie's birthday, and I go, I don't think so.
Today, meaning today?
Yeah, this morning.
Oh.
And she goes, I have it in my calendar. And I was like, first of all, that's really cute, but why?
That's really cute.
And second of all, I was like, so she texted him happy birthday today. Even though I was like, let me double check. Because I went back to Tanya's like happy birthday post, which was a lot of scrolling. And I was like, it's tomorrow. And she's like, oh. I was like, but you're probably the first person to tell me.
If it makes her feel any better, I always get confused between the 19th and 20th too.
Huh.
I always for the longest time thought it was February 19th. And every year I'm like, oh, it's the 20th.
I wonder if you told her that then.
Maybe.
Like, why would she have that in there? Okay.
That's cute that she put it in her
Isn't
calendar.
That cute?
Yeah.
I thought so. What'd y'all do for Valentine's Day?
We just did dinner the night before.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, so we did dinner the night before. He got me roses, said a very nice speech.
Not a card, a speech?
Yeah. It was a card in the speech, a card in the form of a speech. Okay. But I did the same thing. And then I got him the photo of like all of our photos, all of our like beautiful photos. Yeah, yeah, I got them made in like a snapfish thing.
Cute.
Yeah. I think he liked it.
Do you know what I really
weep?
He did not openly weep. It was not really the response I was looking for. I was like, he like was flipping through it. I was like, look at this. This is art. This is beautiful.
Like he's looking through a menu, like, oh, okay.
Yeah, right. Like he's flipping through.
He's seen
like,
them though. Like it's your like what your engagement photos.
Yeah, but I'm like, they're in a really pretty book with like glossy pages.
He's like, yeah, I put these on Instagram already.
I was like, we'll show this to our children. Like, hello.
Shoot.
Anywho.
I want a video. I wish I had a compilation of Robbie every single morning picking his note from you off the floor and reading it to see what he does with it.
I think about it often too, because sometimes he saves them. And I wonder like
what is it about?
What is it about that one that he saves? You know what I mean? The rest, like I came home one day and I saw one in the trash, the bathroom trash. And I was like, that's dark. If you're going to throw them away, at least throw them away in like the trash can that I don't see facing up.
That's a lot for him, though. Like every day to have to like put it down.
I'm taking the time every day to write it. He can at least throw it away in garbage for me not to see it. Okay.
I would just pick it up and reuse it.
Poor guy.
That's what I'm saying.
Poor guy.
No, because here's the thing. He did not ask to have. I think he probably appreciates it, but to have to find a way to get rid of it without using it.
There's a trash can in the kitchen where lots of trash gets thrown.
That's downstairs, though.
Yes.
Or like the shredder or something.
No, put it wherever you want. It's
fine. My God. Well, he does
a shredder?
Save.
Imagine if you saw the remnants in the shredder. It's just your notes.
Are they all love notes or are some just like, hey,
no,
reminder.
They're usually, so funny enough, they're not often love notes. They're like inspirational start the day notes.
Oh, I see.
So like, you know, off the top of my head. Well, today's was quick because I because it was raining, I needed to take the longer route to work, so I didn't factor in with that. So it was quick today. I was like, I love you so much, have a great day, stay dry.
Behind every rain cloud is that bright sun. Thanks.
But normally I'll put like a really inspiring quote or like I can't wait to start building our future together.
Is it ever just like business? Is it ever just like, don't forget, meet me at noon at
the
florist?
It's never business.
Never. Okay.
It's never business.
Never family meeting notes.
No. Mm-hmm. It's never business. It's all inspirational, motivational, let's get the day.
Please let Sunny out before the rain comes.
None of that.
Huh.
That's good, because he might not see it right away, and maybe it's important.
You don't
goes straight to text. Yeah. Commands.
Sure.
I just love the idea of him drinking his coffee, reading the note, and then crumpling it up and like throwing it like a basketball in the garbage.
I picture it so vividly, because their room, do you leave it in the room?
Like slip it under the door,
In your bedroom, though.
Yeah.
They're upstairs. So I picture him, like he gets out of bed, he reads it, he's like, okay. Either keeps it or throws it in the trash or takes it downstairs and put in the trash and starts his day. But I just...
Oftentimes he leaves them on the nightstand. So sometimes there'll be a pile there.
A pile.
Yeah. And I'll throw it away for him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm not possessive. I don't get my feelings hurt. I just don't need to see it in the trash can.
I think it's good that you don't get your feelings hurt about that.
No, I don't.
You should get one of those things like a restaurant has for the tab, you know, like the big spike.
Yeah.
Just
right. Put it through there. Honestly, though.
I mean, it looked cool, I think.
No, what's really funny is, so I'll write, when we have the kids with us, I write them a poem in the morning. And it's usually like, I try and make it have some sort of like theme, you know, kindness or, you know, whatever. I have, try and have a theme. They're actually really hard to do. But
I mean, yeah, this is crazy.
So,
to me.
That's a lot.
So I saw this video on Instagram, and it was like this stepdad to a daughter, and the daughter, she's older. She was like 18, and she took all these post-its. He would leave her post-its all the time with like cute little notes on them. She took all the post-its and like framed them in a frame and gave them to her stepdad as like a gift.
Mm.
And I sent that to Robbie, and ever since I sent him that, he's been like saving some of the some of the poems that I read the kids, because he used to just throw those away too.
He's like, shoot, could have had more of these.
Yeah. What did you guys do for Valentine's Day?
We just had a pretty chill day. Normally we will do like a little weekend trip and go somewhere for Valentine's Day, but she loves Valentine's Day, so I made heart-shaped waffles, hand-shaped, which they weren't that.
I saw them on Instagram. They look great.
Really?
Yeah, yes. They looked delicious.
They look very cute.
Oh, thanks. And then I got her flowers. I got her. So I got her the sweater that we talked about.
Yeah.
But then I was thinking the morning, the day before Valentine's Day, she's been wanting like a vintage Scrabble board. And they're very hard to find now. They just like print them on like a board and that's it. They don't have like the little plastic parts with the grooves in them anymore. If you know what I'm talking about, this makes sense. And then some, the old ones are on a Lazy Susan, so you just turn it.
Oh, that's wow. Cool.
Yeah, so they don't have those anymore. So I was...
You found one.
I found one, but it was at Anthropology. So Anthropology makes like vintage... They like basically take old games like Monopoly, different like old... classic games, and they make them really cute. No, they're not all Lazy Susans, but they make them very cute and like pretty. And so I was just Googling like vintage Scrabble board. I was like calling all these vintage game shops. Hard to find. I found the Anthropology one. I call all over the city because it said that these different stores had them. I recommend calling stores and not trusting the online information. Mm-hmm. Just a note. So I called and they were like, oh, it does say we have it online, but I just checked. I think we sold the last one this morning. And I was like, shoot. I called a few more. I finally find one. And he's like, we have one in stock. And I'm like, please hold it. It was an hour and a half drive away.
Where? What city?
Wow.
Well, I think it was just traffic. It was in Arcadia.
Arcadia is far.
That's a distance, yeah.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
I live like 2 minutes from Arcadia. I could have picked it up for you.
I'm not going to do it to Easton.
Wow.
So I did think about this though. And so I
also
drove.
Also Easton, he probably hangs out at that place. He loves games.
Anthropology is great. I was there like yesterday.
Yeah.
It
was a great Anthropology. So yeah, I drove to pick it up and it's so cute. And so anyways, gave her that. She was very excited.
See, that's good.
And then we went and had it. We also had an early dinner, not 4, but at 5.
Oh, yeah.
But it was nice. And it was so nice to just be home and out of the chaos and just like have a night in.
Yeah.
It was
nothing better I love than a 5 o'clock dinner.
Mm, the best.
Just thinking about it makes me...
Sun is high in the sky. Oof. I love it.
Yeah, it was nice. But it's funny. Valentine's Day is so cute because like there were so many young kid couples at the restaurant we went to.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't see any, but I guess mine was the day before.
But they were like teenagers and you could tell either they had their, you know, either mom or dad gave them the card and was like, take her out to a nice dinner, you know.
Aww, so it is really cute.
But yeah, it was a really great day.
My daughter's boyfriend came by when she was at dance rehearsal.
Your daughter has a boyfriend?
Uh-huh, yeah. And filled her bedroom with balloons, 24 balloons. Yeah, I don't think the number is significant. I think she's got a couple dozen.
The year.
And then flowers on the... yeah, the year. Very nice. Mm-hmm. And then flowers on her desk. It was very sweet. So he coordinated it with us. Like, when is she going to be gone? Do you mind if I come by? It's fine. I helped him kind of spread the balloons around. It was so sweet. Yeah.
That is really cute.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Do you like him?
I do. Yeah, he's great.
I like him too.
You've met him?
I met him, yeah. Oh, he came in here one day.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, Tanya.
He looks clean. Like, I was like, he doesn't look like a smelly teenage boy.
Well, isn't he a senior?
Yeah.
At that age, aren't they a little...
No.
More kept? No?
No. Boys are smelly through college. Are you kidding?
I think it depends on the boy.
Exactly.
So lucky to be
saying.
Done with boys, Becca, seriously. It's just, yeah. You're so much better off. I don't know how anybody dates guys, honestly.
Honestly. And Robbie's a clean one. Like, he is a clean one. But the amount of clothes on the bed and stuff, I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, I don't know what to say to that, you know?
Yeah. But I did do the balloon. Actually, I did the balloon thing for Robbie's birthday.
Oh my gosh! Wait, what?
I went and I ordered 45 balloons.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, they're getting delivered to our house. I'm gonna have to figure out a way to get them in the house because he's not going to work today. I know. So I'm like, how am I gonna get them in the?
Where are you putting 45 balloons while he's in the house?
I don't know. I'm gonna have to send them upstairs. I'm gonna have to send them into the bedroom to do something. I have a hook. I need him to hang. So I might ask him to hang a hook in the closet.
Okay.
But the window is 4 to 6 p.m. So it's like a 2-hour window. And they're just going to call me when they're in front. So it's got to be a quick task.
I'm going to need an update to know if he saw the balloon transfer. That's a lot of balloons.
But I'm going to put them in my studio.
No, I know. I'm just saying from you, the sound alone. He needs to put AirPods in if he's going to be doing work for you upstairs. Oh. I just hear them popping and Tanya like, okay. So yeah, That's on that.
You wanted to make a public apology.
Yes.
Oh.
Should we come back?
Sounds like a tease to me.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must-have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need two or three ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes. 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
Two sisters and one friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
Tanya, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home?
Honestly, no, there's not.
I swear when my house is clean, I feel motivated to do more, like at-home workouts or organizing my closet. I just feel more productive, like I'm ready to take on the day.
I totally agree. When my kitchen is clean and spotless, it makes things like meal prepping fly by. Clorox Scentiva provides a trusted clean with refreshing scents.
Find your home's signature scent. Is it coconut, grapefruit, or lavender? There's a scent for every vibe.
Step up your cleaning game.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all of the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices.
You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit. We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops.
And it's spring, so you know Ross has savings on sundresses. They've got deals on dresses for days. I mean, every style for spring.
Don't forget the sandals. From slides to wedges, find brand name sandals for less. Ross always has those for the low.
And there's always a reason for a new purse at this price. That brand name handbag at this price? Of course.
Deals on handbags? Yeah, hold my purse.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself.
Ross has something for everyone. Plus, each new shopping trip means new finds.
If you really love savings, head to Ross today. Believe me, your wallet will thank you.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross. All right. I have an apology to make. And it's to Braxton Berrios.
Is it Berrios. Braxton like Braxton Hicks?
That is the same. Yeah. But not the same thing.
Right.
Okay, so Alex Earle is a very famous TikToker, influencer, and she's dating Braxton Berrios.
Berrios.
Mm-hmm. And at first there was a lot of controversy with him and because he previously dated Sofia Culpo. Correct. There was a lot of like stories he said, she said. Anyways, I think everyone has moved on. Sophia's in a happy relationship. And I was like bashing this guy because I was like, these two beautiful women.
Why were you bashing him? Because I don't remember you bashing him.
I did. I was just like.
On the podcast?
Yeah. I was like, I can't believe these two beautiful women are fighting over this guy. Uh-huh. Like he's, what is it? I don't get it. He seemed really fun and nice. And I feel like they're a really good match. And so I just felt like I needed to, you know, clean my
slate,
I guess.
Yeah.
And no one cares, I don't think. But it's on my conscience. And so, I wanted to because I publicly had an opinion, I wanted to say that I feel like they're a really cute match. And I'm glad that everyone is happy and moved on from the drama.
Braxton, if you're listening. Please consider this your formal invite to
Braxton, sure. But I really want Alex Earle on the podcast.
I know. We could do like a multicast because she has a podcast too.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure she'd want to.
I'm sure she's dying.
Chomping at the bit.
I hope we got into her algorithm.
Yeah. We just got to get into Alex Earle's algorithm.
Yeah.
We'd be getting in algorithms. Let me tell you.
We do be getting in them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I met a girl yesterday at this engagement party that I went to, and she is like a tech girly, like a tech influencer.
Okay.
And she was like, Robbie had wanted me to meet her because she's very like, she supports like women in tech and stuff. And Robbie thought it would be a good connect. And she was like, oh my gosh, so many people have been DMing me about you because of your love story. And they want me to like listen to your podcast and read your book and all this stuff because I'm single and da da da. And I was like, look, that's us going, getting into people's algorithms.
Yeah, that's word of mouth.
Oh, right. That's word of mouth.
The original algorithm.
Yeah, the original algorithm.
Yeah, that's the kind I like.
Yeah.
By the way, Becca, did you notice anything different about Tanya's posture today?
Oh, yeah. It's very straight. I saw you got your new bra.
Yeah. Not unlike Taylor Swift.
It works.
I bet.
It really works. But I'm like, I think I'm going to have to wear it every single day.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the point. It's supposed to like, it's supposed to
train
put your
me.
Body in a habit.
Yeah.
One day and it's fixed.
Right. Because, well, it's like a sports bra, so I feel like I have to wash it every time I wear it.
Oh, yeah.
Does it hurt?
If I don't stand straight, it hurts.
Interesting.
So like if I kind of slouch like this, it digs into my arm fat.
Mm. It's like a choke collar on a dog?
Kind of, yeah. So if I sit like this, it feels nice, normal.
Cool.
But if I sit like this, ow, 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 ow. Nice.
Great.
Yeah. Well, also, I was dying because.
Anyways, <move on. laughs>
Yeah, Beck already knows about my posture.
Okay, great.
I was talking about standing jeans and sitting jeans.
And
Robbie had never heard of it before. And somebody described it in the perfect way. And they were like,
poetic.
It was poetic. Yeah. It was like when you wear your standing jeans to sit, it's like your lady bits have been cut in half and it's damaging your soul.
It was more poetic than that, but it was like, I felt like I needed to clap for it, honestly.
Me too. It was so good.
Yeah. So we have standing jeans and sitting jeans. What happens for me is when I like go off the, like if I'm just not exercising and I'm just eating whatever I want, and I notice my sitting jeans feel tight whilst standing.
Oh, that's...
That means...
Something has to change.
Yeah. I got to change some things up. Because your sitting jeans are cozy. Y'all have sitting pants and standing pants?
I don't think that's a guy thing. Do you, Easton?
You know, I feel like I'm very tapped into the female experience, and I've never heard of this.
Nor have I. And I also, yeah. I think guys' jeans, we just have jeans. We don't have sitting versus standing.
I get mad at myself. Like, I'm like, why do I buy these jeans that are so tight around my uterus that I can't even sit in them?
I don't think I buy them tight. I think they get tight.
Oh, no, I buy them tight. Like, because I'm like, this size, if I get the size up, they look loose. If I get the size that I get, I look nice. Like, they look snatched. So I buy them, and then I get mad at myself because I'm like, this is so uncomfortable. Why am
I... There's not an in-between of loose and angry
no,
at yourself?
My body is what it is. I'm in between sizes, I guess. I don't know. But I get really mad at myself because I'm like, they're so uncomfortable.
Yeah, I think mine just naturally turn into... I'm like, oh, I'm going to wear these if I'm like standing. I don't buy them as like standing jeans. So, wow. It's a lot of thought.
It is a lot of thought. You know what else gave me a lot of thought?
What? Love Island or The Bachelor or Beyonce's new music?
Beyonce's new music.
Oh my God, it's so good.
It's so good. Both of them.
They're both amazing, but Texas Hold'em is like, I can't stop listening to it.
I think I prefer 16 Carriages.
Interesting.
I know. And I didn't at first. At first it was Texas
16 Carriages
driving away and I hang that road and I, it's like it's got some soul to it.
It does.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been listening to it so much that it's on a playlist with like four other songs, so they're on a quick rotation. And every time Haley comes into the room, it just happens to be on the Beyonce song. And she's like,
are you
again?
Good? Yeah.
I'm like, no, there were like three other songs playing, I promise. But
better
I do
than
get
me,
obsessive.
I just have those two on repeat right now.
Oh, geez.
Back to back to back.
Yeah.
Which is one more than you often do. You'll
yes,
do one song.
Correct.
I'll
correct.
Tell you one thing. I have been on road trips with Tanya where she has played one song for like a 2 hour drive.
Yeah.
I'd want to jump out of the car.
You do. You do.
By 20 minutes.
You do.
Oh, my God.
I, too.
I think that's
some
a smash.
Some people enjoy it.
I don't know. I've been in radio a long time.
It's a smash.
Sometimes you hear a song, you're like, that's a smash.
It's a smash.
And Texas Hold'em is a smash.
Yeah. It's amazing.
And then I also was wanting to ask if we know when Grey's Anatomy is coming back.
I don't know when it's coming back, but I do know that Arizona Robbins is coming back for an episode.
That makes me so...
so happy.
I'm so happy too. And I wish that she would come with just like being back in there, you know, as opposed to, I feel like it's just going to be an episode.
We don't know.
We don't know that I know of.
What else has she got going on?
Oh, no, she's a family.
She's fired. I don't mean that. Yes. I just mean I don't see her popping up in a lot of other places that she would be unavailable to Grey's Anatomy.
Well, it might not be her choice.
I don't think it's her choice.
I don't think it was her choice to leave.
Oh, sad.
I would love to have her on the podcast. I think I've been trying to get her on the podcast for a long time.
It's a great one.
You know her.
I know her aunt. Is it her aunt?
Yes, yeah, her aunt.
I know her aunt.
Yeah.
Seems like a hard ass for the aunt. Hey, Nancy Spielberg, can you send a line to your niece Jessica Capshaw? To come on my podcast. I mean, thank
it's
you.
Not even. Steven is her stepdad.
Yeah. Steven is her stepdad.
So it's like there's like a couple more steps there.
Yeah.
March 14th, Grey's Anatomy, season 20.
So soon.
Soonish, yeah. And I'm guessing it's a shorter season because.
I was wondering what they were going to do about
usually
that.
Usually you wrap up in May. So is it just a 2-month season or are they going to go into summer? I don't know.
I don't know.
But the strike continues to wreak havoc on our television.
Oh my gosh. Well, I'm excited
They won TV Show of the Year at the People's Choice Awards.
That seemed shocking to me.
Shocking. I am in it till it's over, I'll be honest. And like, I know we have our opinions on it. I am in it till it's over though. But to win People's Choice Award for TV Show of the Year?
Yeah.
Who else was nominated?
Yeah, can we get a list of
the nominees? Oh, I have that. Actually, I had that this morning. Let me grab that for you.
Wait, right did here. You see Hillary Burton Morgan, who played Lauren Boswell, who Arizona cheated on Callie with, commented on teased her own return to the Grey's Anatomy and said, girl, meet you in the break room.
Hillary Burton Morgan?
Commented that, I guess, to
Arizona Robbins?
Yes.
And she had the affair with her?
Yes. In the break room. Do you? Okay.
They need to bring both of them back. That would bring me back.
This is a big deal.
This is a big deal.
To catch you up, no spoiler alert. This is a spoiler alert if you're watching Grey's Anatomy for the first time. Arizona cheats on Callie with Hillary Burton's character.
Morgan. Oh.
Yeah.
You just say her whole name.
Hillary Burton Morgan. And they cheat. And then Callie and Arizona end up getting married or something, and they leave together.
Mm-hmm. I honestly forget how all that ended.
They just left. They moved to New York together.
Together? I thought they were Callie
and Arizona
divorced.
They were, but then they got back together.
And then they moved to New York.
Oh wow, this is juicy. I'm back for this if they give us this type of.
Who else was nominated?
Here are your nominees for TV Show of the Year at the 2024 People's Choice Awards. Grey's Anatomy, Law and Order Special Victims Unit.
Oh my gosh, well, obviously.
Only Murders in the Building.
What?
Wow.
Saturday Night Live. Ted Lasso. The Bear.
Oh my God.
The Last of Us. And Vanderpump Rules. So that's a weird mix of shows.
It's so weird.
First of all fan voted?
Yeah,
it's called the People's Choice Awards.
How do you think we won?
Yeah.
Because we have the best listeners, but without them?
Yeah, no, we'd be nothing.
But what's weird is that The Last of Us beat Grey's Anatomy for Drama TV Show of the Year. So I don't know how any of this works. And Only Murders won for Best Comedy Show.
Only Murder is such a good show.
It's great.
It's such a good show.
So make of that what you will. Also, binge-worthy show of the year is a separate category without Grey's in it. The Summer I Turned Pretty won that one.
No Love Island up for any nominations?
Well, I don't know. Let's see. I don't believe so. No Love Island for anything. My God. I'm not sure if it was eligible, though.
Most binge-worthy, is that all shows like from this year? Or is it like Sopranos?
Love is Blind is on there. No, it's all Beef.
There's a girl on Love is Blind this season that looks just like Becca. It is freaky.
On Love is Blind?
Love Island. Oh. I told you about this, Molly.
Yeah.
Molly Smith, I think her name is. Molly Smith.
Did she say Love is Blind?
She said Love is Blind the first time. But
oh, yeah. I did.
So Love Island is
what I'm saying, yeah.
I was like,
Oh, I see a resemblance.
Right? Their faces, like, you guys could be cousins.
I jokingly was like, if you go to her Instagram, I was like, oh, it's because our bodies are, like, identical. Because she's, like, ripped.
She's ripped. She's, ripped. Like, totally
just
ripped.
Just twins in that area, but yeah.
Your faces, to me, look like you are, like, you could be sisters.
Well,
no, nobody
you.
Else
I
is
think
seeing
she's,
that?
What I've seen about her, she's pretty. But are you not watching The Bachelor anymore? You're just like, eh?
I just feel like, to me, it's so not as good as Love Island.
It's just a different show, though.
I know, but like, I can't watch it through the same lens as my elder self. Do you know what I mean? Like, I can't pretend like I haven't watched Love Island now watching The Bachelor, because I compare and I'm like, it's just such a better show.
It's just like different concepts.
I know, but like, the concept to me feels outdated. You know, like, they should all be able to find love in the mansion.
Paradise. That's paradise. That's what paradise is.
Right. Which is what I like better, I think.
Uh-huh.
Like, I like that dynamic.
So you're not watching The Bachelor.
I'm still trying for you, but I'm not enjoying it.
Okay. That's fair. That's fair. That's all you can do.
I gave it a whirl.
You gave it a whirl.
I gave it many episodes, actually.
You don't think he... I just think he's so cute. I'm like, I think he's so cute. I think he has such a great cast of girls. I don't know. I don't... I it's just...
I do like him.
Yeah.
And I like the girls. I think it's the concept that I'm finding trouble with nowadays. You know? Like, why aren't they all deserving of love? There should be 20 men and 20 women in the mansion. And then I would watch.
They're just on the wrong show. They do this first step to get to the beach where they have that opportunity. This right. is the entry level.
Right. Screw the entry level.
Wow. She said what she said. Well, I think that's a wrap on today's podcast.
Tis.
But we are back on Thursday.
Yes, we are.
Because we have a very special guest that we interviewed a few weeks ago, and her episode is going to air this Thursday.
Yes. Her name is Roddy Devlukia Shetty. And she is she's a plant-based cook, recipe developer, and entrepreneur. She's also married to Jay Shetty, and her plant-based cookbook, Joyful, is out February 27th. So she's going to join us in the OR.
Before people listen to it, because they will hear about her, one of her biggest takeaways in the health world is using a tongue scraper.
Yes.
And she recommended it.
I was just about to mention the tongue scraper.
Yeah. Did you also get...
I've been using a tongue scraper for a while, okay. But I only did it like... I would do it a couple times. Yeah. She says do it 15 times every morning. I've been doing it ever since we recorded this interview in 2 days.
Yeah.
But it's changed my life in numerous ways.
I haven't been doing 15, if I'm being honest.
Have you noticed a difference in what you've done?
Yeah. I mean, the stuff that comes off is
wild.
Gross.
Yeah.
Like whole bits of meat come out of my, off my tongue. I'm just joking.
No, but... like mine's like slimy goo.
Gross.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty sick.
It's disgusting.
It's pretty gross.
But it's something to be listening for, and that's the update.
And I think I should scrape my tongue multiple times a day. I feel like I should have one in my purse.
I do it every morning and every night.
Oh, at night, too. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Okay, anyways, her episode's amazing. She is incredible, and we had such a great time, and she brought a snack. So we love Roddy, and her episode airs Thursday. And we love you so much, and hope you have a wonderful day.
Bye.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
Hey, you know how we're always trying to keep our girls' nights exciting with new cocktails?
Yeah.
Well, here's something that's going to flip the
21
script.
Seeds infused tequila.
Wait, you already know?
Of course. 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with juice from real fruit.
Yeah, so you only need 2 or 3 ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
But did you know that 21 Seeds is founded by 2 sisters and their friend?
Sounds like there's a good story behind that for sure. So listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York. Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all of the latest spring trends.
Yes. At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices. You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit.
We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops.
And it's spring, so you know Ross has savings on sundresses.
And don't forget the sandals. From slides to wedges, find brand name sandals for less. Ross always has those for the low.
And there's always a reason for a new purse at this price. Deals on handbags? Yeah. Hold my purse.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself.
Believe me, your wallet will thank you. So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference.
That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps get them through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule.
It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you.
Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.